Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 20th of December 2025. Today's topic is Pray, Plan and Pursue. Our text today is taken from 1 Samuel 30 verses 1 to 10. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and, behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept, until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Bezer, where those that were left behind stayed. Verse 10. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Bezer. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Samuel 30 verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. The Bible says that a threefold cord is not quickly broken because of the combined strength to withstand any pressure on it. In our text, David deployed a spiritual threefold strategy that did not fail to address his and his deputy's challenging situation. Amalekites, in his absence, raided Ziklag, his abode, and his wives, children, and those of his soldiers were taken captive with their properties looted, and the city burned. David and his men wept until they had no more strength to weep. His followers even threatened to stone him, but he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Though embattled by this great trial of faith, David sought God, got a directive, pursued the enemies with divine guidance, and recovered all he had lost. Our attitude during trials determines a defeat or victory. You can learn from David that you should take all your cares to God and trust him to provide solutions beyond your imagination. Have you lost a Christian experience, a precious relationship, or property? Pray, plan, and pursue under God's leadership. You will recover all. Many fail just because they don't persevere. Quote for the day: Pray, plan, and pursue. The challenge for today is, our attitude is the key to victory. Prayer, help me, Lord, to trust you at all times. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher every day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.